your life today.
As the Catholic Church takes a pounding, now you have the bishops urging those who have been molested to please go to the police. And donors now have pledged $9.9 billion for Haiti. We were talking to Pastor Stuart Farley last week about the conditions there and what it would take to rebuild. $9.9 billion certainly has to put a dent, at least you would think, in some of that. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast, and, of course, everywhere in between. We hope to hit those cool nooks and crannies. Remember, this is a conversation across this great state and outside of great state, this great group of states, and outside the borders as well. You can chime in and throw in your two cents on anything, 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. Coming up, screenwriter and author Andrew Clavin will join us. It's always fun. He's super, super opinionated. It was just a couple of weeks ago when he had his book, The Long Way Home, optioned to be yet another movie. He's pumped out a couple of great bestsellers like True Crime, Don't Say a Word, and Empire of Lies. And this novel has a little bit of a different twist to it. And I think I said this on the air one time. I read this book in maybe 2 days. 2 days and just a couple of hours. But anyway, we'll chat with Andrew Clavin about things political. Everything's political, isn't it? Speaking of political, how about Obama's plans to drill? Boy, that was the water cooler buzz, no doubt, across the United States, especially on the East Coast, because remember there's that moratorium that's going to hold up on the West Coast. Floridians concerned about how close, if when their moratorium is up, there may be this drilling, supposedly 125 miles offshore. As for the rest of it, it's 50 miles offshore. Isn't it interesting that environmentalists forever were hounding about drilling, drilling, drilling? So it was just dead stopped, stopped in its track for decades. Now all of a sudden, whoops, we're in trouble again. We got to open it back up. What's interesting is, I believe people thought the gas prices would automatically plummet, but you have to think, just because you're talking about building more platforms, you don't wave a magic wand and like the cheap houses that sometimes go up within a matter of days. That doesn't happen with these platforms, so it'll take a while to feel anything, if anything, not anytime soon because of new drilling. The offshore areas are pretty pristine parts of the U.S. that we're talking about. The Outer Continental Shelf, which is brand new for most oil companies. And we're talking years before drillers even know how much oil can be pumped from the areas. They're just, they know there's oil, but how much makes a huge difference. In fact, what normally is done is the Federal Minerals Management Service puts together reports, and they put together a report. In it, it says that most of the seismic information used to evaluate oil and natural gas resources in the area that I just mentioned, the Outer Continental Shelf, that they're like 25 years old. And, of course, because drilling was stopped, that's it. We're not going to go in this direction. I would think some of that information wouldn't be correct or adequate enough to try to build some kind of a map as you develop those leases for the drilling ops, and that's what they have to do. The president had his say on Wednesday. We'll let you hear what he said. And he's pushing for opening offshore areas in the Gulf of Mexico and also in the mid and southern Atlantic coast. 50 miles, to be even more specific, 50 miles off the Virginia coast. And I already said this, off of Florida's coastline as well. And there's been a lot of controversy over that. But we're talking about 125 miles. So in the Gulf, there's probably anywhere from 36 billion to over 40 billion barrels of recoverable oil. And perhaps natural gas-wise, which is so important, maybe even up to 207 trillion cubic feet of the stuff. That's a lot to go around. So the idea of drilling makes sense. Why it wasn't done before was the environmental push. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. So the question becomes, what do you think of Obama's drilling plan? Is it a thumbs up, gang, or a thumbs down? I say thumbs up, especially if you look at where it's being done. This should have happened before. You know, all this reliance on foreign oils put us in some precarious positions, as we know, and others are reaping the benefits of what we won't take. So now is the chance, I believe, to develop as much as possible. I mean, there's other alternatives, but if you're talking about ethanol and building ethanol plants, we are nowhere near, anywhere near that having the desired effects. We're talking decades away to really make that a secondary choice for people. Unlike Brazil, where they had all the sugar cane and they processed that into ethanol. So if you go to Brazil, you can get petro or you can get ethanol. But there are a few pockets of that, but with the lack of plants and the availability, and then, of course, the cars in being able to handle, I mean, I'm saying 100% ethanol, we're definitely light years away from that for sure. So what do you think about the drilling all of a sudden? 800-259-5791. We did touch on it a tad in our last show because the news broke when we were on the air that it was officially going to happen. And then there was the obligatory, what I call, sound bites during the day on Wednesday. And so we'll let you hear pretty much what was said by the president. And also the man who's running the Sierra Club now, not too happy about the drilling. If you remember, it wasn't a big campaign deal, but it was definitely part of it. What are you going to do about the environment? And if you watched Obama along the way, he didn't say anything about drilling. He talked about green, the economics of green, creating jobs green-wise, but not really anything drilling, as far as drilling is concerned. So this is a big, I think, change of attitude for this administration. I believe it's the right thing to do because the offshore drilling might not impact the gas prices right now, but it's something in the future that can help wean some of our dependence off foreign oil, and that is definitely, definitely a very, very good thing. I mentioned this, too, and I got a lot of emails on it. I'm going to do a quick follow-up here right from the get-go on our first segment. The post office. You go to the post office, right, on Saturday. I mean, I got to admit, I'm a Saturday person. I swing in there, mail what I have to mail. But I bet a lot of people don't use the post office over the weekend or look for that Saturday mail. If you get Netflix, the company that I think is burying Blockbuster, because you get it in the mail and it costs you $9, I think, a month, and you can order back movies, you can order old television series, whatever it is. But just a creative, incredible entrepreneurial feat that started, I want to say, maybe 8 years ago, and really took a chunk out of Blockbuster. They would be affected by the Saturday mail not being delivered because that figures into how fast you get a movie. And I think there's some other businesses that would be affected. But would you care if the post office or the postal service rather didn't deliver on Saturday? I mean, I think it's a foregone conclusion because they're never going to get back to the black if they continue to do that extra day of delivery, and they're going to have to cut that many more people. So I don't know that we really have much of a say in it. Let's put it that way. Andrew Klavan up around the bend.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves, Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Clavin on the show. In fact, we've had him on a couple of times. It's a lot of fun to kick it with him. And we were congratulating him on the fact that his book, The Long Way Home, had been optioned. And in the book, for some reason, apparently, some felt that the book might be a little bit too religious, some God overtones, because
always makes big news and people line up to see, not just the neighbors, but people come around, especially if it's a really good likeness. Harry Chirone and his wife have written a book called Look, It's Jesus, Amazing Holy Visions in Everyday Life. I think this is totally fascinating. Hey, Harry, thanks for joining us here on America Tonight.
It's a pleasure, Kate. I'm glad to be on the show.
What made you, I think this is so interesting, but we're going to talk about what the book, you know, how you pulled it all together, but what made you decide to write this book, to go for it?
Well, you know, we started seeing a lot of news reports and, you know, items on the internet, and I just kind of got really fascinated by the subject, and I started to read some of the stories and found them sort of inspiring, and I wanted to delve more into the subject. So I started a search to see how many images there were, and there were hundreds. But to find the images that were really, really sharp and really clear took a lot of time and a lot of effort. It was not an easy task.
And when you went to find those images, as you said, there was hundreds of images. So,
right.
So you narrowed it down to the ones that you thought were really good and that you could find and you could get the story behind it, right?
Yes, and ones that I thought were really authentic. There's a lot of things on the internet that looked like they were photoshopped, or they just didn't look, they didn't look kosher, for want of a better expression. So I made it a point to really double check everybody's story and make sure that these images were, you know, not tampered with. And I spent a lot of time doing that. And I somehow managed to pull it off. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to. A lot of the images that I found on the internet were very poor quality, and you know, not even good enough for printing purposes. So I had to be very particular about the quality of the photographs. And in a lot of cases, I had to instruct the discoverers on how to take the photograph. And how to deliver it to me. So it was quite a job, but it was a lot of fun. I met a lot of interesting people along the way.
Well, I bet you did. The Virgin Mary on the grilled cheese was a huge story. Everybody was talking about it. I kind of did the thumbnail sketch thing, but tell us more about the background on that story and what you found out.
Well, that particular image, photograph was purchased by an outfit called the Golden Palace Casino, which is an online gambling enterprise. And they decided that they would put together a traveling roadshow of some of these oddities and some of these, you know, miraculous findings. And so they bought a number of them, and they're probably, and I believe they're on a traveling display around the country. So they were generous enough to donate about 6 images to the book. And the grilled cheese Virgin Mary was one of them.
Of all the things that you uncovered, and I guess it's kind of a hard question, but what was the most fascinating to you?
In terms of what?
The item itself and how vivid the image was.
Oh, well, there is an image in the back of the book which is absolutely astounding. It's called, I'm trying to get it here on the... It's called Jesus and Mary Stone, and it's an image. One side of it shows the Virgin Mary holding the baby Jesus, and there's a figure on the lower right praying to her. And then the other figure is also of Jesus and Mary, and it was really quite remarkable. There are a lot of really beautiful photographs. But there are also some very funny ones. For instance, Jesus, which was Jesus as revealed in a Cheeto. And this was discovered by a youth minister in Houston, Texas. And I found that was one of the most popular ones on the Internet. So I went after that, and the fellow was more than happy to contribute it to the book. There's also a very funny one called Pretzel Mary and Child, which is the Madonna, and you can see the baby Jesus. It's really quite remarkable. It's kind of silly, but at the same time, it is very inspiring. And most of my contributors were very, very inspired by what they found. And I found that to be a real sort of thing to drive me to complete the book. I was really interested in presenting the stories that these contributors had supplied, and I was very moved by their reactions. So the book is full of very interesting, very beautiful images, and some of them are really quite silly and just fun to look at.
Yeah, no kidding. There was one. Did you try to recreate the Kit Kat one?
Yes.
It was the Kit Kat Jesus?
I was really taken by this image because it was such a great image of Jesus. And what I did was I tried contacting the photographer, and it was absolutely impossible. I must have spent 2 or 3 weeks trying to track that one down. But not having any success, I went out and bought 4 boxes of Kit Kat bars and took probably a total of about 400 bites, and I just couldn't recreate it. And what's funny is the story was covered by the Houston Press, and the editors went out and bought, the senior editor that wrote the article went out and bought a bunch of Kit Kat bars, and they tried it in their office as well.
And they couldn't do it either.
they couldn't do it either, no. I think it had to do with the person's dentition, you know, just the way the teeth were aligned, because I must have taken, I literally took 400 to 500 bites out of those Kit Kats.
Yeah, no kidding. The one I remember, and you can tell the story behind this, this also made big news because so many people flocked to Clearwater, Florida to see it, but was Watermark Mary? What was the deal on that?
Well, I don't know how it actually arose, but when it appeared, so many people came that they actually set up hundreds of seats on the side of the building in the parking lot, and people set up little sort of monuments. There were statues of Jesus and other crosses and everything, and they would sit there and they would just stare at this and they would pray. And this went on for quite a while until one day a teenager just threw a rock and destroyed the whole thing.
Mm.
Yeah, which is really a shame. But, you know, on the following page in the book, if you go to the next page, there's a shot of the same window at night, and what you see is a ghostly image of Jesus. So it wasn't only the Madonna, you know, it wasn't only the Virgin Mary, but Jesus was in that in that watermark as well.
Sure. The other one, too, and I didn't know about this one, was Tortilla Jesus. And this woman, Maria Rubio, sounded like she was pretty interesting, and you hooked up with her for the book, right?
Yes. Actually, she didn't speak very much English, but I was in communication with her daughter, Rosie, and Rosie was the one that supplied me with the story behind it. And what had happened was, and this was in 1977, so I suspect that this is probably the most talked about discovery, and it kind of set off the wave of people submitting other things. But when Maria Rubio was cooking this tortilla for her husband, and she flipped it over, she saw the image of Jesus, and she called some friends, and within 2 or 3 days, there were thousands of people lining up in front of her house to walk in and look at this. And her own children were having difficulty getting into the house because people thought they were cutting in line.
Oh, wow.
So it got to be a very sticky situation. So Maria decided, I'll just put this in my backyard and let people, you know, just come and see it. It's quite a striking image. It's the very first one in the book, and it kind of sets the tone for the rest of the book.
Yeah, that's terrific. I think it's interesting you spent a year doing that. The book is called Look, It's Jesus, Amazing Holy Visions in Everyday Life. You can pick it up. It's kind of a pocket-sized book from Chronicle Books. Harry, thanks so much, and good luck with the book.
Thanks a lot, Kate. I appreciate it. It was a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, absolutely. This is pop culture at its best. Having this book on your coffee table, that would certainly elicit some conversations, and here it is, Holy Week. Coming up on the flip side, Obama cutting no slack when it comes to health care.
A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At patriotfood.com, We offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
From just briefly, the president took a chunk for 2 minutes out of the speech earlier in the day to take a big swipe at people who were not happy with the health care reform law now that has just kicked in. He said it's only been a week, the sun is shining, and, I mean, please, if you watched TV, you would think it was Armageddon, and he went and launched into that whole thing. Perhaps over the weekend he's going to kick back and watch. I'm sure he gets his own copies. They do. They have screenings of movies at the White House, and watch the Clash of the Titans. It is kind of what's been happening on the Hill, after all, and it's what's going to happen, I think, in those midterm elections. But this doesn't have anything to do with the politics of today. Instead, it's of yesteryears. So for our cheap movie reviews, we go to our first one, one that's highly anticipated in 3D, Clash of the Titans.
Have you seen what's happening out there? Have you even bothered to look?
Need to be reminded of the order of things. Turn them on each other.
Do somebody's gonna have to make a stand. One day, somebody's gotta say enough.
If I do this, I do it as a man. But you are not just a man.
You gotta love this. Liam Neeson plays Zeus in this, and it's fantasy, action, violence, some crazy things. Born of a god, raised as a man, Perseus volunteers to lead the mission to defeat Hades before he can seize power from Zeus and unleash hell on Earth. So it's the clash of the Titans. Now for something completely different, also out of the movies this week, The Last Song.
Dear Ronnie, please know that none of what happened between your mother and me had anything to do with you. I hope this summer will give us a chance to reconnect.
Yes!
Oh boy.
You live on the beach? That is awesome!
How's she doing otherwise?
You heard she got into Juilliard, right?
No.
She says she's not going.
Bacon here. We got breakfast.
Vegetarian, Dad.
Since when?
For a year and a half. It's ridiculous. Do you and Mom ever think about getting back together?
Mom's about to get married.
So? You have kids. You marry her first.
So the word is you're from New York. So what are you doing down here?
My mom shipped me and my brother to my dad's for the summer.
We'd better maintain visual contact.
Your sister just got a kiss. It's all over her face.
But it's not.
She got kissed. Hey, she just kissed. Take a good
look. No, no.
Beautiful mercy.
When did you become so mellow?
As soon as I got out of New York City. No one has made me feel like you do, Ryan.
Mistakes. We're not perfect, any of us.
I'd probably talk about this with a girlfriend if I had one here, but I don't.
Oh, do you want to talk?
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Sometimes you have to be apart from people you love. But that doesn't mean you love them any less. Sometimes it even makes you love them more.
Stop smiling like that. It's creeping me out.
My smile creepy?
Let's see it. Kind of.
All right, so this is the father who's estranged. He's living in a small southern beach town. He hooks back up with his family, his teenage daughter. She'd rather be in New York, but they connect through music. This should be a smash hit for one reason and one reason only, because Miley Cyrus is in it, and every young girl wants to go see Miley Cyrus. You might have recognized the voice of Greg Kinnear. He's the father in this. Kelly Preston also is in it, John Travolta's wife. The good news, it's less than 2 hours, 1 hour, 48 minutes for The Last Song. This is a follow-up movie, a part two. Tyler Perry Why Did I Get Married To?
This is paradise.
This is what we need.
Every year, four couples get together.
I asked Marcus for the password to his cell phone.
What did he say?
To try to answer one question.
Why did I get married?
Why did I get married to?
The guy who's out on a jet ski.
Margarita.
But friends who've never been closer.
Can't understand women.
A happy woman makes a happy home.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Are about to discover.
You know you start all of my arguments.
Why? Your book?
So you have all the answers, don't you?
What happens?
What's going on in here?
When there's trouble in paradise. No more. From Lionsgate and Tyler Perry Studios.
I am so sorry. I miss you.
Please, and stop. You are my past, and there ain't no future in it.
Promises will be broken.
You can drink it again.
What do you want me to do?
Get up and my way.
Secrets will be uncovered.
I know how to listen to that voice on the inside that tells me when a man is cheating.
Get out of here.
You're about to lose your wife.
And one of these couples.
What? You don't want people to know we have a problem?
You okay? We're fine.
Will not make it.
There's got to be something in them 14 years that's worth fighting for. You can only fight with a person when they're willing to get in the ring with you.
What happened here?
Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married To?
So this is a follow-up. These couples getting together in the Bahamas for their one-week reunion, reconnecting. In this movie, Jill Scott, Janet Jackson, names you recognize, and Tyler Perry, too, and a bunch of other people that you would certainly know. Might be a hit for people who like Tyler Perry. I think some of his stuff is very, very funny. And the first movie did well. And finally, also released this week, The Greatest.
I knew this boy. We would pass each other every day after school in the exact same spot. And sometimes it would be so intense that we would start looking at each other from the very beginning of the step. And on the last day of school, he talked to me.
Hey!
And everything was happening exactly the way it was supposed to. And I was the happiest I've ever been. He was everything I imagined he would be. And I was in love with him.
That this amazing young man, who was so well-loved, was surrounded by everything that was beautiful to him.
Come on in.
I'm 3 months pregnant. I just can't believe she has nowhere else to go.
Are you really pregnant?
Yeah.
That figures. One bad thing my brother does, he's not even here to get in trouble for it.
Did you dye our son's hair blue?
Yes.
You know, when I went to the morgue, I thought they got the wrong boy because our son would never dye his hair blue. And then I saw his face and it was our son. It was like he died twice.
That's enough.
You haven't made the slightest effort to get to know this girl.
I don't want to get to know her. Why can't you understand that? It should have been her that died that night. It should have been her.
Look, it's not all about you and your grief, Grace. There are people in our lives who deserve our attention.
Did you not get a chance to see the body?
No. My mom came in to get me, and I couldn't even move. So I didn't get to say goodbye.
Do you think it might just be easier if you talked about him with Grace? You've been a good husband and a good father. Do you want to feel?
No.
You know what it takes when he hears your voice?
I'm fine, thanks.
See? It's strong. I think you're the love of my life.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Ah, yes, indeed. Time for another edition of We Can Count. Lots of numbers in this one. The Pentagon is pouring millions of dollars into training and equipment for the smaller partner nations in the Afghanistan war. This is part of that push to encourage some of the countries not to just give up, because the Afghanistan conflict, as you can imagine, not popular with the Canadians, the French, and a slew of others. The money comes from a $350 million Pentagon program, which is supposed to improve the counterterrorism ops of U.S. allies. The funding can't openly be used as an enticement for NATO nations to either send troops to Afghanistan or keep them in the country, but the initiative sends the message, wink, wink, that those who commit the counterinsurgency fight, who commit to it, could be rewarded, let's say. For example, 87,000 U.S. troops, we already know, are in Afghanistan, and about 100,000 are expected to be in place by late summer. The number of allied troops is a little bit more than 40,000, could dip because a lot of nations are starting to bow out, like Canada and the Netherlands are looking to pull troops out of the eight-year-old war and remove them from combat duty. So this is a way to incentivize. And, for example, you have Georgia, Croatia, Hungary, Lithuania, and a couple of other small areas, small countries. And what they're doing is they give about $50 million and they distribute it equally among them. and that's to buy that equipment. They need the equipment. So that's what the counterterrorism folks at the Center for Strategic and International Studies are trying to say once the curtain was lifted on this is, oh, it's not bribery. It's not bribery. We're just giving them the money. Okay, so it's a different form of bribery. Speaking of that, hedge fund guys always made a lot of dough until everything collapsed. But there's a huge story in the New York Times the other day about just how much money. And they're talking about the recovery of the nation's big banks didn't just benefit the bankers, but it also created mega paydays for hedge fund managers, including a record $40 billion gain in 2009 for one investor who was betting big on the financial sector, and that guy was David Tepper. And David Tepper wagered that the government wouldn't let the banks fail, even while other investors fled the financial shares. He thought that they would stay in, so he stayed in, and he earned incredible money for doing that. Incredible money. You know, too much to count kind of money. Let's put it that way. He was a big chunk of that $4 billion I'm talking about. Second to him, I know this will rankle some people, George Soros, the Hungarian, who has become better known in a lot of years in the most recent years for supporting Democratic candidates and making political headlines, not so much about stocks. But his fund, Quantum Endowment, grew 29% in 2009. He earned $3.3 billion in fees and investment gains. Yeah, big money. Big, 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 big money. Oh, well. The rich get richer, as we are fond of saying here on this show. I am about capitalism, but sometimes you just would like to see that money move, and I think in a different direction. We've been talking about Haiti a lot recently, and last week we had Pastor Stuart Farley on the show to give us an update on what the situation was like now, and he talked about the fact that still a lot of aid and help was needed. Right now, on the kid front, aid groups have already found about 700 children they think were separated from their families by the earthquake. But returning them to the families is a huge problem. Think about that. 700 kids, and then in trying to find where those families are, because you have, 1.3 million who are homeless, and you don't know if the family's still alive or anyone in the family's still alive. So, it's a nightmare. Finally, on We Can Count, the abortion doc killer gets a life sentence. Scott Reeder's going to have to spend at least 50 years in prison. He's the anti-abortion guy who went into the church and murdered Dr. George Tiller last May. Tiller was one of the few U.S. doctors who performed late-term abortions, so he gets life. He'll be eligible for parole after 25 or 50 years. They gave him the harsher sentence because he said the evidence was clear that he was stalking Tiller before he actually killed him. That's it for We Can Count. How about today in history as we go back in time, and then we're going to get some birthdays up and rolling for you as we head into the weekend. There are 273 days left in the year. It is Friday, April 2nd. In 1910, the Davis brothers report that the crop of strawberries at the Bend will be about twice the quantity this season over what they were the season before. Turned out to be true. How about this one? That was the good old days when they just yell it out or announce it at a meeting. In 1916, Ray Kaiser Construction of Portland had the lowest bid for relocation of the Trinity Center Airport. The airport was being moved to a new location because its existing site was going to be flooded by the Trinity Reservoir. The Kaiser bid was $71,000. 1960, you know what that bid would be today? Probably 10 times at least what it was back then. Probably more than that, actually, I'm thinking. Anyway, that's it for this day. And, let me give you another one. 2000. It's the 50th anniversary of Gottfried Human's installation of a Shasta Lines railroad model in his home's basement. Very cool. Love the whole idea of trains. Anyway, the 87-year-old had the basement installed solely to house the model replicating the Southern Pacific Railroad from Germer to Dunsmere as it appeared in 1950. I used to have a bunch of trains. I bet they're probably stuck in my mother's attic somewhere. Some of you might be able to relate to that if you're train people. Back in the day, I would spend most of the time, I never wanted to hang the ornaments, but boy, I would spend a big chunk of time trying to set up those trains and somehow get the smoke to come through. The smoke was always the hard part. All right, without further ado, it's always fun to celebrate another day of living, so let's head to the birthdays. Yeah, celebrating a birthday. If you watch NCIS, the L.A. version, you know who Linda Hunt is. She turned 65. She first showed up on the scene in a movie called The Year of Living Dangerously. Sigourney Weaver was also in that movie, and Mel Gibson. Leon Russell, rock singer way back when. Remember Tightrope, This Masquerade? 68 years old. Jack Webb. Played LAPD Sergeant Joe Friday on the original Dragnet, 90 years old. Remember Ron Horshack? Yep, welcome back, Cotter. Ron Palillo Horshack is who he played, 56 years old. Whew. Celebrating a birthday on April 3rd, Peekaboo Street, U.S. Olympic gold medalist downhill, 1998. She turns 38. Jenny Garth, 37. She was on Dancing with the Stars and Beverly Hills 90210. Eddie Murphy, comedian, Saturday Night Live, a slew of movies. He's celebrating his 48th birthday. Alec Baldwin, once married to Kim Basinger, now on 30 Rock, celebrates his 51st birthday. Tony Orlando from Tony Orlando and Dawn, Yellow Ribbon, you know, knock three times. 65 years old. Wayne Newton, Mr. Las Vegas, Donka Shane, 67 years old. A big birthday for Wayne Newton. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you, and happy Easter to those who celebrate. Make it count.